Good morning. How are you?
Well, you sound very sprightly, actually.
I'm always out of bed like a shot in the morning, I tell you. I love it. I love it. I love to crack into the day nice and early. I've been up for 4 hours.
And you are an amazing liar as well. It's fantastic to hear.
Well, I took part in a press-ups competition 2 hours ago, one hands down.
Oh dear. I don't know how I'm going to get through this because I've got a funny feeling. You have a line for everything. Do you think you have got like a line for absolutely everything anybody can say?
Not anything, because if I say yes, I have, then the person that says something, and it turns out that's the one thing I haven't. Try me. Go on. Just say something. See if I've got it. Give me a subject.
Yorkshire.
Well, there we are. You see, this is my point. Isn't there a joke about buying chewing gum online and it being eBay gum or something?
eBay gum. Yeah, that's yeah. Very good. I like that one. All right, I do need your help, actually, Tim. I'll do a best man speech this weekend. Do you have
I'll tell you how to start.
Tips?
I'll tell you how to start.
Go on.
Yes, I can give you a tip. The first thing that you do is when you stand up, everyone applauds. So they say, here's the best man. You stand up and they're all applauding. What you do is you put your hands up in the air as if to say, oh, thank you so much, you know, and say, you're going to go, oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, what a reception. That always gets a little laugh to get you going. What a reception. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, what a reception. Just say that. That's a nice laugh to kick us off.
I love that. That's absolutely perfect. Thank you so much.
And what's the guy do? What's the guy do for a living? The guy is getting married.
He works at the Environment Agency.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's not exciting, is it?
So you just say it's maybe you should start off by saying how much of an enormous carbon footprint the wedding celebration is making. Talk about the number of people. Talk about the number of people who've travelled by car to get here today, and the effect that would have on the environment. Just go through a great long list of how essentially he's compromised himself.
I really like that. That is good. That is good. You've got.
And what's his name?
His name's Anthony.
Right, Anthony. Yes. Yes, I haven't got a joke for that, but that's.
I know I'm falling down myself on this one. It's very, very difficult.
How did you meet him? How did you meet him?
I met him at school.
That's good. What, do you remember the moment you actually met him?
We were just in the same class. I don't really remember the exact moment, really. No. It's such a long time ago now, Tim. Such a long time ago.
What you do is I met Anthony in the class. How many people were in the class?
About 30.
So there were 30 people in the class, and then you say, to be honest, I've got to hurry up with this speech. I've got another 29 weddings to go to.
That's really good. That's really good. I love that. I'm sorted now. There we go. We better promote what you're coming on to do, because you're coming to West Yorkshire very shortly. You're going to be at Bradford St George's Hall on the 2nd of October. Then you're going to be at the Spa Bridlington on the 10th of October. And then you're back in East Yorkshire on the 27th or 10th at Hull. So you've got a bit busy old time.
I cannot get enough of Yorkshire.
Well, it's good news. It's good news to see you up here. And
it's great. I always love it.
The name of the show is possibly the greatest name of a show I've ever heard. Tim Timoney, Tim to you, is the greatest name ever. That must have taken you months to come up with.
Well, I have to give credit where it's due. And do you know the comic called James Acaster?
Yes, yes.
He came up with that.
Right.
We were in Melbourne. I was walking down the street with him, another comic called Tim Key. We were walking down the street, and I was saying we were at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I was saying that my promoters were badgering me for we need a title for this show. And so I had suggested Panorama was one possible, but it sounded too political. And then I'd also suggested, at the time it was during that whole Scottish independence vote, and so I said, what about calling it Scottish Independence? And then again they said, well, it possibly sounds a bit too a bit too political. And then James could say, what about Tim Timoney? And then I sort of tagged on the end, Tim to you. I came up with to you in that bit. But James always, he's absolutely thrilled about it.
It's so good. It's so good. You're on stage for quite a bit. Do you work out how many jokes you actually go through during a performance?
Well, maybe it's a couple of hundred or something. I mean, I do sing a few songs as well. You know, I do a few sort of silly. You know, this song's called "Subtraction." Take it away. You know, I do a few bits and bobs. And now I'd like to sing an old favourite, "Red Rum." So it just helped break it up a bit to do some of my songs last longer than that as well. My favourite composer is Handel, who later teamed up with Hinge and Bracket to form the Doors.
Oh, dear.
I want you in the front row. This is a great laugh you've got.
Oh, dear. Well, this is exactly what I needed, honestly. You know when you've just had one of those days. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, dear me. The other thing, I never, ever realised that you were the brother of Jeremy Vine, or Jeremy Vine's your brother.
Yes, the dancer, yes.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I am. Well, I only just found out, actually. that was a hell of a Sunday lunch. And by the way, Jeremy Vine's your brother. That's extraordinary. this Saturday, I should be going to watch him dance.
Oh, wow. The Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going with my sister, and we're going to sit somewhere there. I think I'm going to spend the whole time just grabbing my sister's knee in a state of sheer terror. I don't want to make contact with him in case he waltzes by and I put him off just as I look at him.
Is not something you fancy having a go at? Maybe a bit of ballroom dancing or anything like
that? A bit of boring dancing, would you say? No, I would be up for that, yeah. But you have to wait to be... It's not a volunteering. You have to wait to be asked. And that's something that I've never been asked. I mean, I went to a nightclub the other day and I said to this girl, I said, "What's your name?" She said, "Chantel." I said, "Oh, go on."
Oh, dear me.
But I've got a couple of... I mean, I do a bit of dancing, although the last time I threw a few shapes, I lost my temper in the early learning centre. You might want to speed that punchline up.
Oh, dear me. If he's like this at this time in the morning, imagine what it's going to be like when you get to the actual venue for Bradford St George's Hall, 2nd of the 10th, 2015.
Yeah, it's still time to cancel, folks. If you've heard this and think, we don't want to sit through this guy.
TimVine.com.
Talking of dancing, yeah. I've got a friend who's got two left feet. He would have, he's a horse. Sorry, you had a question.
TimVine.com is the website to get some tickets. Tim, it's just an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
A pleasure. And yes, have a lovely day to all your listeners.